Far between the finished sundown and midnight's broken toll, we ducked inside the doorway as thunder went crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sound, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing, flashing for the warrior whose strength is not to fight, flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight, and for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. In the city's melting furnace, unexpectedly we watched, with faces hidden as the walls were tightening. In the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain dissolved into the broken bells of lightning, tolling for the rebel, tolling for the rage, tolling for the luckless, the abandoned and forsaken, tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the mad, mystic hammering of the wild ripping head, the sky had cracked its poems in naked wonder. The clinging of the church bells blew far into the breeze, leaving only bells of lightning and its thunder, striking for the gentle, striking for the kind, protectors of the mind, for the poet and the painter far behind his rightful time. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. In the wild cathedral evening, the rain unraveled tales for the disrobed, faceless forms of no position, tolling for the tongue with no place to bring their thoughts, all down and taken for granted situations. Tolling for the deaf and blind, tolling for the mute, for the mistreated maidless mother, the mistitled prostitute, for the misdemeanor outlaw, chained and cheated by pursuit. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom. Even though a cloud's white curtain in a far off corner flesh. The hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting. Electric lights still struck like arrows fired but for the one condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. Tolling for the searching ones on their speechless seeking trail for the lonesome hearted lover with too personal a tale. And for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail, and we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Starry-eyed and laughing, as I recall when we were caught, trapped by no track of ours, but they hung suspended. But we listened one last time, and we watched with one last look, spellbound and swallowed.